The state of Vermont reviews every domestic violence-related homicide, and the Vermont State Attorney General's Office has just released its 2017 report. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has more.
Since Vermont started collecting data in 1994, the number of domestic violence-related homicides, as a percentage of all homicides, has been dropping. Karen Transgard-Scott is director of the Vermont Network Against Domestic and Sexual Violence.
For many, many years, in communities, we've been training systems, law enforcement officers, courts, prosecutors, and engendering their help for preventing acts of domestic violence-related homicide and real action toward helping those families get services.
In 2016, there were 20 homicides in the state, and 6 were attributed to domestic violence. That's about 30%, and in previous years, the number has been as high as 75%. The report shows county data, including criminal charges that were filed and protection orders. Transgard-Scott says that while domestic violence isn't going away, the worst tragedies are being prevented, and the report helps a group see where services and programs are working and where additional support is needed. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.